Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be around this part of Dublin, North County Dublin, my favourite part of County Dublin, I have to say, pop into the White Sands Hotel just along the coast, overlooking the seafront, overlooking the beach. It's a lovely hotel, and the Oasis Bar just below our studio is well worth a visit. Pop in for a bite to eat and a couple of drinks and tell them the lads from Opinions Matter told you to call in. Unless you're a bit ropey, then don't say a word about us. You get me? All right. Anyway, the Oasis Bar here at the White Sands Hotel is well worth a visit. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? This message came in to us, and I want to read it to you. It came in on WhatsApp yesterday to 085-825-2626. And as we always say, you can message us at any time on 085-825-2626, and we will get your message. Can you talk about the justice system in Ireland when it comes to juveniles? My neighbour, who is a single mother, has a little bollocks of a son. That's a direct quote. He's only 15. He already has convictions for theft and vandalism and assaulting a woman in Darndale where we live. Here's my problem. He's going to get his criminal record wiped clean when he turns 18, like it never happened. And him and his waster mother both know that because I've heard her bragging about it. The law needs to be changed on this. That's why teenage scumbags have absolutely no respect for the law. Because they know if they even get convicted of committing an offence, by the time they reach the age of 18, bang, it's gone. It's wiped clean. Unless, and there are a few caveats, unless it is for a more serious crime like rape or murder, those crimes aren't wiped off your record because they're more serious crimes. But if it's shoplifting or vandalism or joyriding or any antisocial behaviour, even if you get convicted, which is a rare enough thing anyway, if you get convicted, your record is wiped clean when you reach the age of 18. Now,
this makes... I didn't realise this.
Of course you did. We've talked about it many times.
No, but I didn't realise that the only two crimes that you can't get wiped from your record is either obviously a sexual assault or a murder. That would make perfect sense as to why teenage scumbags are actually scumbags. Because they know they're going to get away with scot-free. I remember a couple of years ago I was spending every second day in the court because I had a court case going on. And it's fascinating, if you've ever been up in the courts, to sit in the court. And it's like a conveyor belt of scumbags, of teenage scumbags. Most of them are juvenile scumbags. It's like a conveyor belt of them just coming in with rap sheets as long as their arm. The reason they behave like that is because they know that they will get that record wiped. It's like being married and saying, okay, to your wife, for the first 5 years, I'm going to be an arsehole. I'm going to be a complete arsehole. But after 5 years, then let's forget that first 5 years of me being an arsehole and let's start the marriage off fresh again. That's not the way life works. That is not the way the justice system should work. Now, there's going to be crying, bleeding heart liberals messaging saying, oh, 15-year-olds, so new, we were all kids, we all did stupid things.
Well, I was about to say that.
No, that's
because
bullshit.
We were all kids, no, and we all did stupid things.
No, neither of us did. So what do you
think? I did some stupid things, yeah.
You didn't break the law.
I actually did.
Well, I didn't know that. Okay, I never broke the law or did anything bad because I was brought up properly. You were obviously dragged up. I was brought up...
I'm not saying I was robbing cars, but I did things I shouldn't have done.
Okay, so you were dragged up. Anyway, I was brought up properly. I never broke the law when I was a juvenile. So this bullshit about you don't know what you're doing when you're 13, 14, bullshit. My belief is quite simple in this. Once a scumbag, always a scumbag. So why should you get away? And I'm looking at this, This particular story that we're talking about now, yeah? This young fella terrorising the neighbourhood he lives in, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely terrorising. Probably everybody in Darndale knows who this little tow rag is. And he's gone around giving the two fingers, ha ha ha. And by the age of 18, that will all be forgiven and forgotten about. So he spent 3-4 years terrorizing the neighborhood, and then when he's 18 he can walk in and get a job, and the people employing him won't know what a little toe rag he was. I'm sorry, that's wrong. That's wrong.
Okay, when you are a juvenile, you are a little gobshite, okay? You're an immature little fool. Again, and unfortunately, some immature little fools do something, some very immature
things. Making excuses.
Things.
It's making
I'm not making excuses. I'm not making excuses. But what I'm about to say is, should your mistakes that you make as a teenager hang over you for the rest of your days?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, why wouldn't they?
Are you anything like you were when you were 16?
A law-abiding citizen, yeah.
I'm talking about as a person. You're much more mature. You're much more reflective than you would have been when you were a teenager.
So do you honestly think that someone, say your man Darndale fella here, yeah? And a couple, when we put this up, a couple of people actually messaged us. Now, we can't say his name, but a couple of people messaged us about the name of this young fella. Apparently, he's notorious in Darndale, yeah? And some of the stuff that this fella has done is disgusting, yeah? Why should he get away with it?
Because he's a tick of a gobshite of a young fella. That's basically it. He's an immature fool. And I'm completely different as a person to me as a 14 or 15 or 16 year old.
But the reason he's behaving that way and terrorising Darndale is because he knows as soon as he gets 18, he's actually going to get a tap on the head and say, you know all that shit you did around your area for 4 years? Don't worry about it. It's gone.
Jess is hot off the press here.
I think certain charges should be brought forward throughout your life. Stupid things, you know, like little charges, should be dropped into turn 18, because children are children and they're going to make mistakes. And, like, I know a couple of fellas who were little shits when they were smaller, and now they're qualified electricians, or, you know, they have their own landscaping company and stuff like that, and they're doing really well for themselves. And people grow out of these phases. But I think, like, obviously the ones who have serious charges, assault, murder, etc., should be brought forward into the older ages. But stupid little charges, no, definitely not. Shouldn't affect an adult in any way.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Pat, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Pat?
How are you, lads? How are things?
Good, thanks, Pat. Well, Pat, do you think it is right that a juvenile offender has his or her record wiped clean when they turn 18?
No, I don't, no. Like, I understand, like, there is obviously things that we all do when we're kids, like, you know, I don't know, like, you might have, like, grabbed something out of a shop or something and not paid for it around that, but when it comes to the likes of, like, serious crime and all that, like, you could say...
Well, no, we already said that if you're convicted of murder or manslaughter or rape as a juvenile, that is not wiped off your record. It's only for other less serious crimes.
But the point is serious crime, though, you know? Like, you see the likes of, like, not saying serious assault or like that, but if you say you have, obviously, there's been circumstances, like, lately where people have been, juveniles have been convicted, or say there's, like, stolen cars, or say somebody's been badly assaulted, that's kind of, you know, yourself, like, that, with that kind of stuff, like, that shouldn't really be wiped clean, like, you know?
Okay, but let's say, for example, the riots in Dublin a couple of weeks back, and a number of the people involved in rampaging through shops and stuff like that were juveniles, okay? Now, some of them are before the courts, and if they are convicted as juveniles, they will have their record wiped when they turn 18. Now, some will argue that that's proper order because they were just immature little gobshites jumping on the bandwagon, and should they be punished for the rest of their life?
Like, if whatever you look at it, like, they, some people, I'm not saying all kids are naive and all kids are silver, but some would be like that, but then some are not. Some are clever enough to know that they're going to get their record wiped clean.
Anyway, I agree with you wholeheartedly that some of them are clever enough, and some of them are actually drug dealing before the age of 18, because the drug dealers know that once they turn 18, even if they get caught, they'll have their records wiped clean. So I'm aware that there are some that do it, you know, commit crime and know full well that they'll get away with, or they'll have their record wiped clean. But is there not an opportunity? Is this not giving young people an opportunity to say, that was immature me as a kid, I've grown up now and I'm leaving the past behind me? In other words, it's a phase I went through and I've snapped out of it, basically.
No, because once you have that mentality that you think it's okay to smash up things and rob cars and stuff like that, that's never going to change.
You don't believe people can grow out of it?
No, very rarely, I think.
Do you not, Pat, believe that people can grow out of it?
Yeah, I 100% agree with, you can't change, you know, there is obviously people out there that don't want to change and this is their life, but, we all did stupid things when we were younger, and even, what I said on the comment there, if you're thinking about, to look towards, the likes of the UK or, to the States, you know, you do any kind of crime in America, if you do an adult crime, you get an adult sentence, it doesn't matter what it is, you know, I know that could be on the other end of the extreme, but it could...
So as I said, the lady who contacted us about the little tow rag in Darndale, you believe that somebody like him should not be able to walk away scot-free when he turns 18?
Absolutely not, no, 100%. Like you could say to yourself, that could leave on a succession of events up to when he's 18 and he could just continue on. Or the day before his 18th birthday, he could just stop, and then as soon as he turns 18, he could say, okay, well...
But that's one of the reasons that we do this with juvenile offenders, is to give them an opportunity to get their act together and be...
But there wouldn't be so much juvenile crime if they knew they weren't going to get away with it. That's why, and I've seen...
They do
get away with it, but I've seen them in court. They literally laugh at the judge. They're there in their tracksuits and their little Scanger tracksuits, and they're laughing at the judge. Fuck you, judge, because they know they're going to get away with it. Why should they get a second chance? Sorry. It's not just a second chance to get, by the way. It's a 20th chance. Because most of these juvenile offenders have a rap sheet as long as my arm, yeah? So by the time they've hit 18, they have done everything. They've robbed shops. They've mugged people, yeah? They've beaten up people. They've dealt drugs. They've robbed cars. They've smashed windows. They've smashed buses. And that's all just forgotten about.
Let me give you an example. We have a regular caller, and I'm not going to name his name.
That's a lovely present, by the way, to get on your 18th birthday, isn't it?
Okay, I'm not going to name his name because he's not here, but he has told us in the past that he was a little tow rag when he was a young fella, yeah?
Yeah.
That same man is a guy that is a regular caller on this program.
Yes, we
love him to bits. He's a brilliant caller. He's a lovely man to talk to. But he was a little tow rag when he was a teenager.
Yeah.
Now, you said people can't turn over a new leaf.
Rarely.
There's an example. There's a good example. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's a good example of somebody.
But he still never got punished for his crimes.
Well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Jess. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Jess.
Hi, yes. How are you?
I played your message there a couple of minutes ago. You're angry over this. You believe that people can turn over a new leaf.
Oh, absolutely. And the reason I called in is because Jeremy was saying, I doubt she knows anyway. My partner was the exact same when he was smaller.
Okay, so when he was a young fella, he was a little tow rag, was he?
Yeah, fucker, yeah.
Right, okay. And now he's obviously left all that shit behind him because he's just an immature gobshite. Is that right?
Yeah, he's a family man now. We're engaged. He's a great job. And he'd never, ever think about getting in trouble ever again.
Now, Jeremy doesn't believe that's possible.
How do you know that? You can't just say that. You don't know
she
that.
She knows him.
Jeremy, because he always says, Jesus, when I look back, I was a little fucker. I gave my ma such a hard time when I was smaller. I hope my kids never turn out like that. You know, people do. And to be honest with you, I think a lot of the time these children are getting into all of these because they're being easily influenced.
No, that's bollocks.
Because I grew up in a council estate.
So did I.
But your generation's a lot different than mine.
Well, it's not. Scumbags are scumbags. No, scumbags are scumbags. I'm sorry.
Jeremy, you can't disagree and say that this generation isn't worse.
No, this whole thing, I hate this bullshit. They got in with a bad crowd. They were led down a bad path. I grew up in an area where there was a lot of scumbags as well. You know right from wrong. You're brought up right from wrong. Now, if you say your fellas is a reformed character, that's fine. But still, he got away.
Don't get me wrong. He never assaulted anyone or put harm in anyone's way or nothing like that. It would be stupid things like graffiti in the bus stop or, you know, standing around in corners, like stupid things. But the guards would have pulled him on it and stuff like that. Now, we never did anything serious. Now, I do believe that people that harm anyone or put harm in anyone's way should be brought forward when they're over the age of 18. because you're actually after harming somebody. That's completely different.
And that is the case, that those that those crimes are not looked past. So the young fellas who, for example, murdered Anna Creasel, they will not have that wiped off their records. They're now in adult prisons and they won't have it wiped off their records, which is as it should be.
But was your fiancé ever punished for the shit he got up to when he was a teenager?
Oh yeah, absolutely. He was in court and everything.
No, no, that's not being punished. No, that's not being
not
punished.
Not prison time. Jesus, no, no, nothing like that. No.
So he got no punishment.
No, nothing.
See, that's disgusting. Do you not find that disgusting, Jess? I mean, you're in the relationship with him. Do you not find?
Well, if it was my son, now I don't know how his mother controls him, but if it was my son, I wouldn't even leave it to the court to punish him. I'd kill him myself. But.
Your point is you can be a little toe rag as a teenager appearing in court up to no good, as an awful lot of teenagers are, and still turn your life around and be a valuable contributor to society, which is what your fella is by the sounds of it.
Yeah, 100%.
That's not really what this issue is about, though, by the way, and I shouldn't have even said that, because that's besides the point, whether or not you can... Okay, obviously...
You said you can't reform.
No, I said in most cases you can't. Obviously,
I don't agree with that.
We know someone who did, so shut up, okay? That's not what I'm saying. This is not what the issue is about. This issue is about teenagers getting away scot-free. Your fella got away with being a little bollocks for years, scot-free, and didn't get punished once. That's wrong.
If you think so, fine, but I don't think that any child should have to. What about young lads that do change their life around and want to go to college and do this and do that? Like, for me, like, when I went into my job, I had to be guard vetted, et cetera, et cetera. And what if these kids were to be arrested over something silly, like, I don't know, graffiti or something like that, and they went and they said, right, I want to get a good job and I finish school, and they changed their life around, and they got into the job, and the job said to them, oh no, sorry, we can't take you.
Yeah, we can see you were convicted of something when you were 16, yeah.
Ridiculous! Like,
no, because
why this law is in place.
Absolutely, that is why this law is in place.
The justice system knows they are children.
Well, old enough to do the crime, old enough to do the punishment. That's what I'm...
Jeremy, that's ridiculous. Like,
no, it's not ridiculous, because
hang on, that toddler is after messing that place. Well, my toddler wouldn't do that. They're kids.
Don't compare a toddler drawing on the walls of the house with crayons.
Jeremy, they're minors.
It doesn't matter.
Minors.
No, sorry. These teenage scumbags, they are minors in the eyes of the law, but these are dangerous, dangerous people. Would you not be afraid of some of the 14 and 15 year olds going around the room?
Would you still disagree then that Anna Creagle's murderers shouldn't have been kept anonymous?
Yeah, that's a conversation for another day. And the reason that they are kept anonymous is because they were juveniles.
Because
they will
they're minors, and it's disgusting.
I think, like with the Jamie Bulger killers, I think they should have been all over the newspapers. But that's a different story. Yeah. The point is, actions have consequences, and you teach. I'm sure, Jess, you teach
but
your children
up to the parents.
The point being that should something that Jess's fella did as a young fella, should that hang over him for the rest of his life? You're saying yes.
Well, it's not going to hang over him. I'm sure
as Jess just said, he's going to get guard of vetting and then, oh no, sorry, you committed a crime when you were 15.
Well, then it's up to, okay, but the issue is the reason they're committing crimes, the reason your fella was a little scumbag when he was a teenager is because he knew there was no consequences to his actions.
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if we change this law and you didn't have your record wiped at the age of 18, it would make maybe teenagers think a bit more before they start becoming drug mules, or before they start fucking stones at buses, or before they start beating up people. It would make them think, geez, if I do this now, that's the problem with the world nowadays. And that is the problem.
I think there should be some sort of system, whereas if they were little fuckers under the age of 18 and they want to clear their crimes, they should go to a probation service before they turn 18 and prove that they are going into college or they're going into good jobs, they're away from all of that crap. And if then, have their name cleared.
Okay, do me a favour, Jess. Stay on the line there for 1 second if you can, if somebody wants to talk to you in a second. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note from Neil.
If a child is a criminal act under the age of 18 and he comes 18, it gets stripped from him. He's no criminal activity then. they do need a second chance in life. I understand what you're saying, Jeremy. They're all scumbags and this and that. They know what they're doing before that. I understand that. But when they turn 18, if they decide they've changed their way and they're going to go for a job, if they have that criminal record, they can't get a job. So then it leads to more criminality. That's just my take on it. So, yeah, cheers, lad.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Now, Eddie, you were listening to Jess telling us the story of how her fella turned his life around, left his immature teenage years behind him, and is now a valuable contributor to Irish society and family life.
Yeah, fair play to him. And I know loads of fellas that...
No.
Same example of Jess's.
You didn't let me finish the sentence. The sentence was about to finish. Had he had a criminal record carried on into his adult life, that wouldn't have happened because he wouldn't have gotten a job.
Yeah, and I know, fair play to Jess's fella, I know plenty of lads that I grew up with that were scroats, that turned their life around. Now, I will say in response, in defence of Jeremy, I would say the percentage of lads that are scroats when they're 16 that do turn their life around is probably about 10%.
No, I totally disagree with you.
I would say if you're a scroat and you're doing fucking bad things at 15, 16, I'd say there's a good chance you're doing it when you're old.
No, I certainly wouldn't say it's 10%. I'd say it's way past 10% who, when they...
It wouldn't be 50.
I don't know what the percentage is. I'm merely arguing that a lot of... You think of yourself as a teenager, Eddie. You're a completely different person now. You're much more mature than you were as an immature, gobshite teenager.
Oh, I agree. And I agree that the law should stay at 18. But what I will say in defence of Jeremy, if you, like Jess's fella, he done all them stupid things. Now, they're not major crimes, but they were still crimes that still put somebody out. And he got away with all them. And we need to bring back, remember the likes of past juvenile detention centres?
Mm-hmm.
There has to be a punishment. You can't just do a crime, turn up a court, knowing full well when you go into that court, your record's going to be expunged. Because then you're just going to go out and keep doing it.
No,
kind of deterrent.
Okay, I think we're all in agreement that there needs to be more deterrent for juveniles. Like you said, being locked up in an institution like St. Pat's or whatever. That threat needs to be there hanging over teenagers' heads. And I agree because it's not, they appear in court and they walk back out the door the same day. However, this idea of a lot of people don't believe that you should have your record wiped when you turn 18. Do you think it is right that Jess's fella and the other guys that you're talking about had the opportunity to turn their life around because when they go and they get Garda vetting or whatever, crimes don't show up on their record?
Yes, we're not fully developed at the age of 16 to 18. I think it was 24, your brain.
And there you go.
That's what I'm saying. I do agree that it should be expunged for lesser crimes because it gives you the chance to turn your life around. But what I'm saying is, before you get to 18, to stop you even at the age of 13 or 14 going down that road, there has to be a deterrent like juvenile detention centres, blah, 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 just to kind of put the shits up people and go,
I agree
with the system we have in place now, because I've seen plenty of people that were scroats when they were younger turn their life around and do well. They wouldn't have had that opportunity.
And that's exactly the point that I'm making. And that's why it's there, Jeremy. That's why you are the
so
state.
So really, really what we're doing is we are facilitating scumbags being scumbags. That's what we're doing. We're enabling.
Yeah, we are. We're facilitating them being a scumbag till 18.
Yeah.
And they all know this. They all know. Like all these scroats, they're all on social media. They see our mate walking out of prison or out of court. And they all talk, got away with that one. I mean, those lads that were done for the riots in town last week, right? Was it 34 arrests? I guarantee you, not one of them sees jail time, even if they're over 18.
No, they may if they're over 18.
And you know why, right? And you know why? A mate of mine's a police officer, and he fucking knows all the scroats in his area. And they bring them in. There's no room in our prisons. They're letting people out of our prisons now to have softer crimes to make room for hardened criminals. And the judges are told this. And if you go in and you've done looting or something, the judge just goes, no, I'm not putting them in there. I'm not taking up a space that's needed for someone that's done a more serious crime. And you get a suspended sentence and out you go, you know?
And we see it happening every day. We see people who should be locked up getting suspended sentences. However, you believe that you approve of having your record expunged when you're 18 to give people the opportunity to have a better life, basically.
Yeah, because when you're 26 compared to you're 16, you're a completely different person.
Absolutely, totally different. Stay there for a second, Eddie. Let me go to Breed. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Breed?
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Breed. Well, what did you want to say on this?
I don't think it should be white when they're 18. I think if they're constantly, you know, on social behaviour or crime or whatever it is, they should be monitored until at least they're 25. There should be procedures in place. And should they continue on that path, well, then they face the law as an adult, do you know?
Yeah, but obviously, but if you reach the age of 18 and you continue committing crimes, you will be treated like an adult and you will be dealt with by the courts like an adult. However, if you can...
Yeah, of course, but those past crimes won't be taken into consideration. Like,
no, they won't, no, no.
Because so I think there has to be, you know, a record kept. And I mean, if somebody is continuing to live that type of lifestyle and be a scumbag or whatever you want to call them, well then, you know, maybe the punishment should be harder when they get to 18. But if they get to 18 and they say, right, you're on some sort of, parole type thing or whatever, and we're going to watch you now for the next year or 2 years, and if you don't get, if you're not arrested or anything like that, well then they will look at the record and then look at wiping it. You know, prove yourself as a good citizen.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is if you pass the age of 18 and you behave yourself, basically, grand, your record gets left in the past. But if you turn 18 and you continue to be a little scrote, basically, then your past record should be taken into account.
Yeah, especially if you're going to be arrested as an adult and they have, you know, previous history there to say, well, look, this has been going on since this child was 13, 14, whatever age. And then that would be taken into consideration to the crime that they were committing as an adult. Like, if you want to be treated as an adult and want, you know, your past history, you know, wiped clean, prove that you're an adult and can behave like an adult.
Okay, well, stay there for 1 second if you can, please, because Jay, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jay?
Good afternoon, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks, Jay. Tell me your story from when you were younger.
You know me a long time now, don't you?
We do.
Jesus, must be what, the good 15, 20 years. I was a little shite growing up. I broke my mother and father's heart. And I came from a big, well-respected family in a private housing estate. I had my life all geared out, but I had a very bad accident when I was 16. That changed the course of my life. You know, and then between the ages of 16 and 19 and 20, I took my anger out on everybody because I blamed everybody on my problems. But I'm now, nearly 50, working out, last 25, 30 years near enough. I changed my life around. But it's, I just want to get through to Jeremy. He cannot sit with his kids 24/7. Yeah, you're not going to be able to. What happens if someday he's out there with his mates and a fight breaks out? When he throws a dig because he's protecting one of his mates and he ends up with a charge sheet. Would you not like to have him get that expunged when he's 18 so he could go off to America or Australia?
Okay, in the case of that would be seen as self-defense. I'm talking about...
If he gets into a row with his mates, or if he's out with his mates and something goes on and he does something impulsive, because that's what teenagers impulsive things.
George is going to give a juvenile a criminal record over
one. Well, you'd be surprised. Jeremy.
No, my point is, Jay...
Jeremy, you're going like you're the fountain of all knowledge, pal. Really not. Just because you sit in a court and watch some things, you don't know the background of these people. It annoys me when you sit on that little gold pedestal of yours so high up in the second air that you look down on everybody and everybody's a scumbag from a scumbag family. You said Adrian was dragged up because he said he got into trouble when he was a kid. I got into trouble when I was a kid. I wasn't dragged up. I came from a very respectable family.
Yeah.
And it was me that dragged them down.
The fact of the matter is, Jeremy, that the you as a teenager is a completely different person to today.
I'm just making a very simple point here, and then I'll say it to Jay again. I'm just saying that there should be consequences for your actions regardless of what you're doing.
I got slaughtered. I got locked up for it. So I did. But you see, when I was 16 and I was out there when I was down, I wasn't thinking, oh, there's a prison out there for kids of my age.
Well, name the worst thing. What's the worst thing you did when you were 16? What's the worst thing?
Robbing cars. That was my big thing.
Okay, so
this was at the time of the epidemic in Dublin back in the early 90s. I'll remember it.
Okay, so somebody that saved up all their wages.
Jeremy, do you think when I was doing that I was at that car going, oh, this man worked hard or this man needs this car?
No,
we don't. I did. And see when the guards came around, and told me a selfie man that and said, do you think I said, oh, I'm breaking your man? I didn't give a flying fuck. I was 17, 18. The world didn't bother to me. The consequences didn't bother. And I was in front of the judge. I was locked up 2 weeks before Christmas, the very first time. Do you think I cared? I didn't. Because I didn't realise the consequence and I didn't realise that the actions had these severe consequences. To me, it was a badge going in there. Because that's how you think at that age.
Okay, so the point he's making is that he was an absolute toe rag by his own admission as a young person. Yeah,
And he's a gentleman now, Jay. You're one of the nicest. Yes. You're the one nicest people I've ever.
I love our talks. You know what I mean? I love the way we can talk. And you know, you've met me at your listeners' party.
Yeah, but I'm just saying,
if you met me when I was 18, Jeremy, you wouldn't have looked at me because I would have tore the head off you because I had a chip on my shoulder and the world was at fault for. Yeah, but so not everybody goes out there and does that because they're scumbags.
That's excuse me.
No, but the point is, so you've just heard him say, so you did time before you were 18, did you?
Yeah, no, just as I turned 18, she waited till I got 18 and then slapped me with 2 years.
Oh, right, so you do have a criminal record then?
Yeah, fuck me.
So can you not go to America?
I wouldn't go anyway to mad place full of criminals.
No, but my aunt's...
No, I can't go to Australia, can't go to any of them places. I know, not that it bothers me, but you and I was that age. I did not think of that. I thought I was invincible. I was 18. I was nobody touch me. I was the big hard man.
You caused so much heartache to many people. Yeah.
Still to this day, I'm paying that back in my mum and dad's house estate. I still see some of these men that I broke their stuff or, you know, hurt them in some way. And all these men will tell you how much I've grown up. They all respect me for it.
The point being that a young person who's a troublesome young person.
But Jay's story is slightly different.
Well, you've heard three stories now.
No, he got punishment. You can't go. And in fairness to Jay, and you won't mind me saying this, tough titty that you can't go to America or Australia.
Well, it wouldn't bother me anyway.
But let's talk about somebody. He was convicted after the age of 18, okay?
Yeah.
Had he been convicted before the age of 18, he wouldn't have had that hanging over him for the rest of his days like he does now.
Yeah.
Jay, you obviously believe it is wrong that 18-year-olds have their records wiped.
Yeah, I mean, unless, as you said, there's a serious crime involved, and they don't.
Well, I consider a serious crime a mother going out of her house, and I only saw this on Facebook the other day in Talla. A mother went out of her house at 8 o'clock in the morning to do the school run with her two kids, and walked into her driveway to find out that the gates had been taken off the front of her house, and her car had been robbed and burnt out. Now, I see that as some of you may look and go, "Ah, it's only a bit of fun." That's a very stressful thing for a mother.
But when you're 17 doing that, you don't think of horse stress. You think of the fun you're going to have for the next hour. That's as far as your brain goes.
And this comes back to the mental capacity of teenagers being absolute.
Listen, in Scotland, Jeremy, Adrian, in Scotland, they have pushed the age of to 25 now, and they're still treating them as juveniles. I think it's Scotland that brought that out because scientists, and we all love scientists, have proven that the mind does not fully, whatever they call it, until you're 24, 25. So now, because most kids are still living at home at 24, 25, so they still have that kid mentality.
Okay.
And that's fine.
Okay, and the argument, the point is that you're making is that you are an example of somebody who completely turned his life around from the Jay as a teenager who was a little scumbag.
Well, I done my best. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I done my best. But I'm just getting it, Jeremy. My dad was like you. We thought we were all perfect. Don't look down your nose, Andy, because you don't know when your child is going to fall from the apple tree. And you mightn't be there.
You can't say that. You're not going to be with him
24-7. You're not going to be sitting beside him 24-7. No, you can't.
I came from a private estate.
Jeremy, I've listened to you for years. You put down people and walk in the States all your life.
I'm from a council estate, and the point I was trying to make is not everybody from council estates ends up bad, not everybody from private estates end up good. I'm just saying my son won't be out joyriding cars at 17. I can guarantee fucking you that.
Are you going to be handcuffed to him? Because my father had to walk, and when my dad was in walk at night, I was sneaking out the window at night time when they were all asleep. Are you literally going to handcuff yourself to him?
If needs be, yeah.
Well, that's good, because that's brilliant then. Get back to me in 7 years' time and let me know how you're getting on with that.
seems like
I hate the way you look down on people, and everybody's a scumbag, and everybody who steps out of life deserves no second chance. Hang him and flog him is your idea, isn't it? Hang him and flog him.
Not saying everybody, but I'm saying somebody who's out robbing family's cars and joyriding, that's a scumbag. So I'm sorry.
I was.
Jay, I've been asked to play this message for you. Will you have a listen to this, please?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just want to give my thoughts on today's topic. Juvenile offenders should absolutely have their criminal record kept. And not only that, if they're in a juvenile detention centre and their crime's big enough and are still in jail by the time they turn 18, they should be put into an actual prison then to continue their sentence.
Well, Jay, what would you say to that?
Which part of it? Putting them safe from juvenile into an adult? Well, if the crime is needs that punishment, that's what happens in anyway.
Yeah, well,
kids do get locked up and are sentenced, because what they used to do was just walk them straight from patch into the joint. So that does happen, but it depends on your crime. Do we want to get like America, where we just lock everybody up, build as many prisons as we can, privatise and just lock people up? Or do we want to rehabilitate people? What is prison for? Is it punishment or rehabilitation? Or is it a bit of both? The punishment is your liberty, your freedom is taken away. So rehabilitate. If you don't rehabilitate, you're just going to have a conveyor belt, aren't you?
And let me ask you, Jay, when you were released from incarceration, was it from that moment on you turned your life around?
No, it wasn't. I went out. No, it wasn't. I still had a bit of growing up to do. I just didn't do them things, you know. But I just had a lot of growing up to do. As I said, I went through something traumatic. I think I showed you. I had a very bad accident. I crushed my hand. So I still had a bit. But no, I never went back down that road again. I just grew up. But see, I grew up. When I got a job, I met somebody, I got married young, I had my kids young, you know, that's just, so I grew up, but I was given a chance to grow up. I was rehabilitated.
Stay with me for one second if you can, please, Jay. Keith.
And the day is gone where people mature, you know, and leave the childness behind them. You know, they grow up, they move on, and they look back and they're a little bit older, a little bit wiser, and they realise their faults and change their life. Why should it be any different? Like, don't mean to bring this up, but we have heaps of undocumented people coming into the country. It's probably going to play this, but heaps of them coming into the country. We know nothing about them, but we have to keep calling people who reformed their lives scumbags because of what they were when they were a child.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Now, Kelly, tell me about what happened when you were a teenager.
Well, basically, when I was 16, me and my cousin got into an altercation. I stabbed her in the face, which I'm not proud of. It was absolutely shocking, and I am ashamed of myself for it. But I was brought to court. I wasn't charged for it. But then when I turned 18, I was automatically charged a week after I turned 18.
And I assume then that you got a criminal record as a result of that?
Yeah, well, I got a 2-year suspended sentence and I had to pay a €1,500 fine. So as soon as I paid the €1,500 fine, my criminal record was gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because the crime was committed when you were a juvenile?
Yeah.
Okay, so if I were to do, if you were to be Garda vetted, that won't show up?
I'm not too sure about that, Adrian. It's like when I actually asked them what was the story with the criminal record, like if I was to go for a job or anything like that, they said that it wouldn't show up, but it's always going to be on the system. So it doesn't show up as a criminal record, but it's on the system.
Okay, so if you were to be Garda vetted, it may show up. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Right, because you were charged as an adult. But your sentence was set aside as soon as you paid the fine, basically.
Yeah, basically that's what they did. I also got a punishment for a two-year suspended sentence. So if I commit a crime within them 2 years, that it would have came automatically back up. But my point to Jeremy, Adrian, is yeah, you can't change your life around, because now I'm a mother of a little boy, and I have a job. I'm basically like, I have my head on my shoulders, like I supply for my little boy, But yeah, like I have no criminal like record since that incident actually happened. But yeah, you can like my point to Jeremy is like you can change your life around. It's like it's not everybody like you can't paint everybody with the same brush.
No, I never said that. I said, and I think a couple of callers said as well, around 90% of people will still commit those crimes. Maybe you're the
10%. I don't know where you get that 90% figure from.
That's not what the conversation about. It was about having consequences for your actions. And you obviously did because you ended up with a criminal record. Now, you've been to different countries to work and stuff like that. So you obviously haven't been guarded checked because you were able to get a job in another country. Weren't you?
Yeah, no, I was never guarded vetted. Like, I was never ever
guarded vetted. You can travel throughout Europe, but you can't travel to Australia or the States.
So no, I can travel to Australia or anything like that,
And do you feel hard done by because of that?
No, Jeremy, I honestly don't because I think I deserve the consequences that I have to pay for now because it's not something that I wanted to do. It was something that was in the heat of the moment and I think I deserved everything that I got. The fine, the suspended sentence, not being able to travel to Australia. I know it's not fair on my little boy, but because I could travel to Spain and things like that, like that's a reward for me. Like what I'm trying to say, but every other consequence I had to pay for, I genuinely deserved it.
All right, so
I don't want to sound condescending. That's admirable, the attitude that you have, because you've literally taken ownership of that crime you committed. You've taken it on the wrist. You're saying you can't travel to Australia, America, which is the way it should be. You have a criminal record, but at least you're owning up to the fact. Most of these little teenage scumbags won't. You're owning up to the fact that you did something very, very wrong. I mean, that's a fairly serious crime.
And you know, Jeremy. To be fair, I think I deserved an actual sentence inside prison, but it's like it's not up to me. It's like it was down to the judge to do what he had to do, but it's like I had to take it whatever he came at me with, and that's exactly what the judge gave me, whether 2 years suspended sentence and a 1,500 fine.
But you've grown up now. You've matured.
Yeah, totally. Like I'm a full-time mother to a 4-year-old little boy, and I couldn't be happier now. But I still have to live with that. The consequences of committing a crime like that is living with it for the rest of your life. And that's exactly what I have to do. I have to live with the fact that like my cousin actually has scars on her face. So it's absolutely disgusting. Like,
can I ask you then, finally, how was it that you committed this crime when you were a juvenile, but you weren't charged until you reached adulthood and were still treated like an adult then from that point, even though the crime was committed when you were a juvenile?
Yeah, no, I was treated like an adult when I was 16 and I had to go on Easter Sunday. And when I was brought to court, the judge decided, no, we'll take more action when she turns 18.
Obviously, because of the severity of the crime, is that what it was?
Yeah, it was because it was a serious crime. If it had been a petty little crime, they would have just wiped it out. Like they wouldn't have even like thought that any of it. But because when I turned 18, then
it highlights how stupid you can be as a teenager.
Yeah, you can be Adrian. You can be absolutely pathetic and stupid. Like, I honestly didn't even, like, think about it. When I did the crime, I was just in the heat of the moment, and it was something that got me so angry. It was something to do with my past.
Circumstance was to develop today, would you deal with it differently?
I'd be able to handle it a lot more off, like, a lot better than I did when I was 16. I would just walk away from the situation. Like, I would just ignore it.
I appreciate you talking to us.
Because at the end of the day, it's like I've got to think I've got a little boy now and he's my priority and like he's my responsibility. So I don't want him growing up in that environment. So my past, basically, I think of it as my past now. So I'm happy enough to accept the consequences that I had to pay for.
But it's you're a different person now.
Oh, a totally different person.
I appreciate you telling your story to us, Kelly. Thanks very much indeed.
Yeah, that's no problem. Thank you very much,
guys. Bye. Let me squeeze in a couple more. By the way,
that's just the point I've been making for the last hour that people haven't been hearing. Taking ownership of everything in life. In the same way when a kid, if a 3-year-old gets a crayon and draws all over the walls of your house, what do you do?
You lose the plot.
You lose the plot, but you do give them a punishment where you take away their toys or something like that. So from a very young age, you teach children that every action has a reaction, yeah? And everything you do in life has a consequence, okay? There's consequences to everything in life, yeah? And if these little 15-year-olds and 14-year-olds were taught that at a young age, maybe we wouldn't have them behaving the way they behave. And Adrian, you saying, and some of you, the listeners saying, oh, when you're 15, you don't know any different. I'm telling you now, you're being very
naive. Not that you don't know any different.
You're being very naive about...
You're a completely... Listen to Kelly there. I would...
Yeah, but she's owned her crime.
Yeah, but she has argued that she wouldn't commit that crime in that way now because she's matured.
Okay,
she's grown up.
The reason I'm saying that is how naive Adrian is, and a lot of you are naive. We're after getting a message from somebody who is from Darndale.
Okay, now, let me read this
original story is about a 15-year-old that lives in Darndale, and to quote the person who brought it up to us, a little bollocks was the word. She used a little bollocks, this person is. Wait till you hear the way this... Now, we can't name this person because there's another problem with the law. You can't name a juvenile. But wait till you hear what this 15-year-old has been doing in this estate.
Okay, let's read this out. It says... please don't give out my name because my mam lives in Darndale. I'm fairly certain that I know the little bastard you're talking about. He lives on, and they actually named the road, but I'm not going to read the road out. He thinks he's a hard man out dealing drugs. He was dealing drugs outside my ma's house one day, and she told him to fuck off. He told her that she was to mind her own business or her face would be cut up and her dogs. This little prick was only 14 when this happened.
What does he know? He's only a kid. Let him off.
You see,
pat him on the head.
You've just heard from Kelly. You've heard from Jay.
That person who messaged us, by the way, I don't know how you could stand by and let someone speak to your mother. If I found out that some little 14-year-old, I was meant to use a word there, but I won't use it, a 14-year-old scumbag, yeah, said that to my mother, I'd be down there with a baseball bat, wouldn't you? Would you let someone speak to your mother like that?
No.
You can just picture him now standing up to this poor woman saying, oh, I'll slash our face and I'll slash our dog as well. Why is he behaving like that?
Let me bring in a few more.
Answer the question. Why is he behaving like that?
Because he's a little scumbag.
No, that's what he is. Why is he behaving like that?
I don't know. I don't know the young fella. I can't answer the question.
Because there's no culpability. There is no consequences to his actions. He knows. Would you have said that to a woman when you're 14?
No, of course he wouldn't.
I'll cut you up and I'll cut your dog up as well.
Damien.
Hi guys, Damien here. Most juvenile offenders are repeat offenders, and repeat offenders do not get their records expunged when they're 18.
Thanks, Damien. Leanne.
Hi lads, how are you? Sorry I couldn't come on. But I think what this all boils down to is without harsher sentences, harsher consequences for anyone's actions, people are going to continue on to do what they're going to do. And that applies to people who are under 18 and over 18. The problem is, if you're under 18, commit crimes, yes, your record's expunged. For some cases, I do agree with that. With some, I don't. But you'll get some under 18s in the mindset that, oh, it doesn't matter anyway because my uncle done this and that and was let out then the next day or the next week. Or his sentence got... He was meant to go away for 5 years but was let out in 1 year. It'll be grand. That's the problem. And that is the main issue.
All right, Leanne, thank you very much indeed for your message.
I'm just reading over that message again.
Yeah, no, it's fairly just hardcore. It's fairly hard. Mind your own business or your face will be cut up and your dogs.
This was obviously last year when he's 14 because he's 15 now. And I'm just thinking of him standing up in front of a woman who's could be your mother, could be my mother, could be any of your mothers, threatening to cut her face up and the dog as well. Jesus Christ. It's a lot to be said for vigilante gangs, isn't it?
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
Really, really is.
All right, that's just about it from this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. We'll catch you on the next one.